March is Bake and Take Month. Each year in March, we encourage you to bake a plate of cookies or cake or a loaf of bread and take it to a friend, neighbor, or relative. The highlight of this is when you take time to visit with them when you drop off the treat you made. Obviously, this year we cannot encourage these visits. We are staying at home, physically social distancing ourselves from even our closest friends and relatives. Like so many people, I am working from home. I am one of the lucky ones who is able to continue working, connecting with colleagues across the country. Many of our neighbors have lost their jobs, don't know where their meals are coming from, or don't know how they're going to pay their rent this month. Last night, while I was rummaging through my new home office desk, I ran across a file labeled Letters from Home. Inside this file are a number of letters that I received from home during my first year of college. Many of them were handwritten. Some included coloring sheets and pictures that my younger sisters had sent me during that first year when I was no longer at home. The one thing they all had in common was that I have saved them for 24 years. We don't write handwritten letters much anymore, but the ones we have are special. During these unprecedented times, why not write a handwritten note to include with your baked treat and drop it off on a neighbor's doorstep? You could even have your kids draw a picture to accompany the note and treat. We have some time right now to spend with our children baking. Let's bake with them and share those treats with somebody who possibly doesn't have children at home. There are so many people who live alone who would welcome a care package. Bake and Take began in 1970 as a community service project of the Kansas Wheathearts. The Wheathearts set out to share baked goods with family members, friends, neighbors, and those in need, generating goodwill in the community. While the purpose of Bake and Take Month is to encourage participants to bake a product made from wheat and take it to a neighbor, friend, or relative, the personal visit to members of the community has become as rewarding and important as the baked goods you take them. This year, let's consider celebrating this 50-year tradition in a new way, with a baked treat and a handwritten note. You never know, once you get a chance to visit your neighbors in person, you may see your child's drawing posted on the refrigerator, reminding them daily of the special gift you gave. If you're looking for recipe ideas, check out the delicious and well-tested bread recipes at nationalfestivalofbreads.com and all the treat and dinner recipes at eatwheat.org. As always, it's especially important to follow food safety recommendations and wash your hands before, during, and after baking. Resources are available at homebaking.org. And be sure to share your stories with us at facebook.com/KansasWheat. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marsha Boswell.